put one
Lenin on Black Gemara.
One wrong, something on the wrong group, and it's all over the place.
Tez Zayin Omen Aleph, middle of the Sugya of Lashon Hara. We're up to the Gemara here. Tani Rav Dimi, Achmed Rav Safra. You have it? You have it? Tani Rav Dimi. You're right here. Perfect. Tani Rav Dimi learned Achmed Rav Safra. Brother Rav Safra, Cholash. We learned. Where did this go? He said, you shouldn't talk even the good things about your friend. If you talk too much good, you'll eventually say, but if you're excessive in your praise, you always come with a but, and that but is a killer. According to the Rambam, is talking about you say it in front of his enemy. The enemy will right away say, yeah, but you know what this guy did? And so on. So you brought it, you provoked the other guy to say Lashon Hara. Ikidami, other said that what happened was Avdimi, Akhra Safra Chol was sick. Old Absafra, Shuli, Bersafra went in to visit him. Amaluhu, Taysi Lee. So his brother said, I'm not even saying a good word. Give me a bracha. Please give me the credit. The Kaimi called Amal Abon. I followed everything the Abon said. Amalu Hami, Mekayem, did you follow La Elama Yisapar, Adam, Tevosh, Chavedoi? You shouldn't speak too good about your friend. Shemetek Tevosh, Bo, Legnusi, by speaking good, you'll come out ending up saying something bad.
He's a loving brother.
Yeah.
He's lying sick in bed, and this is all he can say.
He was wondering why you're down with me. I'm a little shmeel, I didn't hear about it. If you have a shmeel, you can't have a mekayimit. So the fact that that I would have done it, I'm zoicher as if I did it, and therefore you can daven for me. Says Gemara, right there.
Is he asking for daven? He says it's not me a good
thought. That's how they're learning what how this come up. But Rambam calls this avak loshen hara. He said, 7 reasons why you get leprosy. Number one, that Lashon Hara we said before yesterday, Mitzayid is Moitzira. Val Shvichas Dami for murder, Lashua Shav for swearing, Val Gila Royis, or Val Gasarua for haughtiness, Val Gezel for stealing, Val Tzadas Ayin for stinginess. Being stingy is considered also a terrible thing. For that, you get you don't want to lend people your things. That's what stingy of him means. You don't want to lend people your things. Aloshen Hara, the Chassid says, Meloshni, my tongue besays it, I talk against other people, hiddenly. I talk bad about them, Oisa Atzmis, I will cut them down, Ashvichos Damim, and we learned yesterday, Atzmis, and the word means forever, and forever is the same word we use for Mitzayda, the Mitzayda Murchut. And then we said, Ashvichos Damim for murder, the Chassid says, Vayachris Beisiyov, when Yoav went and killed Avne behind David's back, after Avne made a truce with David, when first he supported his boishes, and then afterwards, he went to support David. And Yoav tricked Avne into having a meeting, and then he killed him because he was jealous upset that David accepted him. And Avne Gemara says, a very big tzaddik. We had Gemara Sanhedrin. So David decided to take revenge and kill Yoav, but he said, Ayachl beis Yoav, but do not kill from the house of Yoav. Don't cut down from the house of Yoav because he killed Avne. Zov umetzayda. His children will become, Mercedes and all that kind of stuff. Mercedes. So we see from murder, that's what happens. So that'll be his punishment. And then he told Shlomo to kill him as well. And for swearing false. See what it says. When Naaman wanted to pay Shmuel for healing him, Elisha refused to take it. And then Gehazi chased after him and said, my Rebbe Elisha changed his mind. He wants it. So Naaman said, you swear to me that your Rebbe wants it. I'll give you more than the two. You offer two kich and 2 pieces of gold. I'll give you much more than that. And then when Elisha found out he cursed him, then we had the more that Elisha went too excessive and should have taken back his tshuva, remember? Because he wasn't a good thing.
That's
right, yeah. But Tzaras, and the Tzaras of Naaman should pass on to you, says Elisha. So we see that Tzaras happens for swearing false, because he swore false to Naaman. After what he did with Sarah, when he became strong, the Liba became haughty, Adla Hashchi is ready to destroy Vayima Bashem Lakov, and he was moiled by the Eibishter. So we see that again the Gazruch also, and it says in the positive about Tzara Zorcha B'metzchai. So this is talking about which king was this? This is talking about this is Uzziyo. There was the Uzziyo. Wanted, it was a king, and it was a good king, but then he decided he wants to start doing Titus in the base of Migdash. And Azariah, who was a Kohen Gadol at the time, told him, it's not for you, get out. And the king was very upset, and he wanted to go in and do his avodah. So suddenly he got the tzaras on his forehead. And what happened with the Gemara Sukkah? The Gemara says there that his son Yosim, so he was quarantined. The king, his son took over, but his son never declared himself king. He continued, and this was the biggest kivud avim. He continued the king for many years, but he never took the name king. He always said, "My father, my father, my father." Even though his father was quarantined, so his father got for being conceited. He was a king, and he decided that he deserves this. He got
He must have. His son was for so many years. He must have had it for a very long time.
Yes, for a very long time.
But obviously, he didn't do tshuva.
Yeah. Then it says here. So Tesha asks, why is Azariah the only Kohen, the Kohen who pushed away him, was the only Kohen, it says that he's a Kohen Gadol. Asher Kian, by him, by Azariah, more than any other Kohen. Tesha says, because he's the only Kohen who ever stood up to defend the honor of Kohenim. A king came in, wanted to do the Avodah, and he stopped him. And there's a Shittik Bet there at the bottom, which is answers an extraordinary thing. The big machlek is when it says in Al-Nisim, when we say Yochanan ben Matasyo Kohen Gadol. So who was the Kohen Gadol? Yochanan Matas or sorry, Matasyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. The word Kohen Gadol goes on Yochanan or on Matasyo. Lachrim talk about it. And I didn't see there was a shame actually here. If you want to look here, it's good to know. Shittik Betzes Chav Beis doesn't mention a word about Chanukah, but he tells you a rule. If you look at Shittik Betzes Chav Beis in the next to the last, right above the one line above the Chav Dalad. V'hodich siv b'koinim gdolim. This is what it says by koinim gdolim. Shel bayi sheni. The same base of English. Yehoshua ben Yehoitzadok koin ha-gadol. And he just proved that Yehoitzadok was not a koin gadol. So he says it, al Yehoshua koi. Even though it says Yehoshua ben Yehoitzadok koin gadol, the koin gadol refers to the first name, Yehoshua. V'chein David ben Yishai melech Yisrael. David was a melech Yisrael. So he gives two proofs that when it says a title afterwards, it refers to the first person. So the same thing, Matasyo ben Yechanan Kohen Gadol, I'm just taking Matasyo the leap, is Matasyo. Based on this, you're showing me. He's quoting here, wherever he's quoting here. Okay, back to the Gemara. Well, I guess we'll see if it's going to be in the Bible. But so if a guy has a leprosy in his house, to take all the kelim out of the house, this way everybody can see. Tana who kind of mama and he stole things and put in his house. You have a kind of money by putting it outside in the street. Everybody sees what you have, so you receive that taras is what happened for Gzela. But I'll tell you what I'm saying. See, loya bayi is the guy whose house is only for himself; they don't share with anybody else. But Tana Bishmal Mishim Yuchid Beis Loya, a guy was stingy only kept for himself, and therefore by taking it out. You're telling me that the leprosy was a cure for these things. Didn't it have a noni bar sasan say, Loma nismucha parshas big dikuna le parshas kabonis? Why is parshas big dikuna? Right next to parshas kabonis, in parshas etzavim, the meluim and big dikuna. Loma, I'll tell you, ma kabonis mechaprin, just like kabonis is atone, av big dikuna mechaprin, big dikuna also atone. Saying this, mechaperes v'chadamim, the shirt that the Kohen wore forgives, and we'll see why. It says by Yisav Yitpul, like saying the dam that they dipped it in their shirt and blood, showing to their father. Then what happened to Yisav? So see, the saying this is there for shichas. Machlosayin the pants, mechap megil roydich. It says v'asel lemichas ebadish v'pants lechasas b'asever the cover b'asever. Mitz nefes the hat mechaperes agatz eruch forgives on holiness. Digel arachinim arachinim abo yovei dover shebegayv something which on top of your head v'yichapra. And forgive you for being haughty. Avnet the gartel mechaperes al hider halev. The gartel is mechaper on the thoughts of the heart. Ahechidisa, where the gartel sit positioned, and it says that that the gartel brings a medrash. The gartel wrapped around 32 times the Kohen Gadol. You match the word lev. The chesiv
ha'yalevan 32 amos long or something.
That's what normally we say. He says, I saw the medrash wrapped around the gartel of the Kohen Gadol 32 times. Avnet. 32 times, not bad. Choshen mechaper al dinin. Choshen mishpat mechaper al dinin. The it says, well, sisa choshen mishpat. You should make a choshen mishpat. So we see it's mishpat. It forgives on stealing. Eifoid mechaper al yizod. Eifoid mechaper al yizod. The it says, ein eifoid with trofim. It says, when there's no eifoid, that's when you have the sin of trofim, which is avoid yizod. Me'il, the outer coat, this is the Kohen Gadol, mechaper loshen hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yovei dover shebekoil, he has those bells in the bottom, make noise, v'yechaper al maisa koil, to atone for the guy who talks a lot. Tzitz mechapra meisa as a panim. The tzitz forgives atones for chutzpah. Ksiv hacha v'haya metzach harun. Ksiv hasam. There it says that you guys have to so brazen um metzach ish zayin ha'iloch. I can see that the forehead of the relation of ish zayin that you have. So the chayda see that these are the kaparis. So one of the first you already asked, why can't we say that this is talking about when you did tshuva and this is why you didn't do tshuva? That big the kohen gadol are mechaper only if you did tshuva, then together with that it's mechaper. Anyway, it seems like mother that there's no such thing. It makes no difference to tshuva, not to tshuva, that both helps. The difference is look kasha. Hoda hanamaisa, if you did something and it actually worked. If you did something, for example, if your lashon hara actually caused people damage, then you need tzaras. And hoda lo yahanamaisa. Those, there's a machleik is because of you, then we say that what? That you need leprosy. If there's no machleik because of you, then you know didn't affect anybody, then the big dick coin automatically, naturally atone for you. Rashi asks, what about murder and all these other things? And what, so Rashi says, interesting, when it comes to murder, there's two punishments, the murderer and the society that allowed him to murder. And therefore, they're the begodim are mechaper for the society, and the leprosy is mechaper for the guy who committed the murder itself. And the same with Gil Arayis, it says that the whole society also is guilty if you leave let people have a promiscuous life. It's not just the people who did it, but the whole society who allowed it to happen are just as punished. And for them, Big Day Kun is enough for the society, but the person, the perpetrator, it's the guy who actually did it. Tesis brings that no, that Lo Yahanu Maisav means, it's talking about murder as well, but Lo Yahanu Maisav means it wasn't real murder. For example, it says that if you embarrass somebody and his face becomes red, it's as if you murdered him. That's where the Big Day Kahuna Amechaper. Not when it comes, and the Gila Arayas is, we had in Shmuel, there when Eli's children did not allow them, force the women who brought their birds there for a time when they gave birth to hang around for one night. It says in the Pasuk, they slept with all the women, so the Gemara says didn't sleep with them, he just by denying them going back to the husbands as if they slept with them. So therefore, that's what we mean. So that's where the Big Day Kuhuna Mechaper. It wasn't the real thing. Like Hana Maisa didn't actually do it. It's just as if they did it. We two things we don't find in kapara by kabana, but davar achar matin kapara. We find alternative method. Shvichas dami malashin hara. Shvichas dami is by egla rufa. The Talmud is by egla rufa. If you don't know who actually committed the murder. And v'loshen hara big Titus through Titus, the Tanya Pnei Lomad look Titus mechaper. Titus mechaper. The Chassid says v'itnis like Titus mechaper alam. By giving by putting the Titus is mechaper on the whole nation. We have that in this week's Parsha Kedach. But Tov Rabbi Shmuel Amak Tein mechaper loshen hara loshen hara. Amak Kodesh Baruch Hu. They were slandering Moshe Rabbeinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yovei Dover shebechashoy vechaper lemaiser chashoy. Let Titus, which is done quietly inside the base of the Mikdash, not outside the Mizbeach, it's visible to everybody. Plus all the Kohenim couldn't stand between the Hichel and the Mizbeach while this was happening. You know who killed him, get leprosy. If you don't know who killed him, that's when you say that the Egla Rufa is Mechaper. If you know who killed him, you'll get killed. What do you mean you get leprosy? But Mezel Asabe, if you did Mezel, no Hasra, you can't kill him. But that's when the leprosy comes in. Loshen Hora, Loshen Hora, Kasha. Hobbitin, if you did Loshen Hora, that was discreetly like the Ketetis, because of Mechaper. Hobbit for Hesia. If you spoke openly, then publicly, then that's when you get the tzaras. Why should he be so quarantined? So it's clear eye. They bring an eye from me that the tzaras is not in the natural contagious leprosy. Because then obviously that's why he's quarantined, because it's contagious. So it's, this whole thing is the Rambam writes, and then the tzaras is it's supernatural, and so on. Who it's one of the eyes. Who have the ben ishle ishte ben ishleo? But he was so divisive. This person who's spreading these stories, maligning these people. He caused division. But he should be also divided himself from his own family. Why is it that he brings two birds? One he shechts and the blood he pours out on the water. The other living one he goes across the water. And then he sends it away free. He talked a lot. Let me bring a carbon that talks a lot as well. They scream all the time. Tell me, we learn. You shouldn't hate your brother in your heart. Now we're moving on from Lashon Hara to other things relative to that. Yochol Yakenu, that you shouldn't hate your brother in your heart. We were thought, no, and be machirchen. Yochol, I thought, loiter can, you shouldn't hit him. Loyisatrenu, you shouldn't give him a patch. And interesting, Rashi says kala achayad, no, the back of your hand, because lechayda patch and yakenu is the same thing. So you said, no, it wasn't a real patch with your open hand, it was with your back of your hand, so it's less. So maybe not the Kenner, but the Kenner, that you shouldn't bring out, you shouldn't hate him at all, that harbor any hate. Not only you shouldn't hit him in terms for doing an Aveda, you shouldn't even harbor any hate. You're not allowed to hate anybody. But not only you're not allowed to hurt him, you're not allowed to hate him. How do you know then, when it comes to Chaycho, you have to reprimand him? Shinam, it says, if he refuses to accept your your reprimand, how do you know he's supposed to continue? Tamalema Techech, as many times as it is. Yachar Fil Mishtani Ponab, I would thought even if you're embarrassing him, then in public you rebuke him. Tamalema Lesisa Olav Chayt, you shouldn't carry a sin for what? For embarrassing him. Tanya, we learned, Omar Tarfin, to me, honey, I would be amazed. Ani im yesh b'doyd hazeh, are the people today who should mekabel teichu know how to accept an admonishment? Im amalei, today if you tell somebody tu kisim meinecha, remove the splinter between your eyes, amalei, he'll tell you back tu koidim meinecha, I got a splinter, you got a beam, you're much worse, you're going to tell me off, you know who you are,
which tells us before this is dead.
Exactly.
We got much better.
Exactly. Therefore, you can't really reprimand anybody. I'll be surprised if anyone knows how to be mechir. Remember, when you're mechir, the idea is not to make it personal, not to attack him personally. Let's talk about Aveda. Do we know how to do that in a dignified way today? As Rashi says, derech kovod. Do we know how to mechir somebody today in a dignified way that he shouldn't embarrass him? That's interesting. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said, "Meid ani olai shamayim oretz. I have witnesses, heaven and earth. Shaharbe pa'ami, many times. Loka Akiva al Yodi. Many times Rabbi Akiva got punished because of me. Shahayisi Koibel Olav. I used to go and taina about him. Lifnei Rabban Gamliel. Before Rabban Gamliel, I said to Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva did this, Rabban Akiva did that. And if I saw something do not right, and Rabban Gamliel would tell him off. Shahayisafti Ba'ava. And you know, we were the best friends. And every time I did that, Rabban Akiva loved me more. Lekayim Mashinema. Can you imagine Rabban Akiva? What could he have done wrong already? To fulfill what it says, do not reprimand a scoffer. He'll come to hate you. If you admonish a Talmud Chacham, he'll love you for it, for pointing out his weaknesses, and he will improve.
Even the person is takachayim, he's taking down the wrong thing by you.
Yep.
But exactly. You return Abba to him.
Exactly. What happens if you want to do teichel lishma? You want to reprimand the guy lishan shemayim, but va'anov v'shaloi lishma, or being an onov. You know, look, I don't want to mix into this business. I seem doing something wrong. I don't want to mix in everything else because I'm an onov, and it's loy lishma. I'm not doing it because I don't want to mix in. I'm doing it because I don't want him to hate me. So I don't want to talk to him. I'm scared of him. I'm intimidated. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to make him my enemy. That's how Rashi learns. Teish doesn't like the pshat at all. They say, you're doing the wrong thing. Why call it another? The Tater says, you have to be Mechiach, and you don't want to because he's scared he'll hate you, so you're going against the Tater. So what's the another over here? So Tater says, another is that you're doing the another because of Gaiva. You want people walking around saying, what an honor this guy is. So that's another born out of Gaiva. He's doing it for a good name. Interesting, yeah. Which is better? The fact is, you're none of, but you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Don't you think that novel lishmo adifa? Let me ask you this: a novel lishmo, if you do a novel for the right reason, definitely you agree is better, right? A novel is the greatest thing, being yom humble. So now we also know shaloi lishmo is also good. Not me adifa. A person should learn. So another shaloi lishmo is a good thing as well. So it says clearly here that even what Tosfos learns that even if you're doing another because you want people to talk about you, what a humble person, the famous Rosh Yeshiva who may believe he died, and then when all the Talmidim were getting up there and giving his hesped, he couldn't take it anymore. He jumped out of the coffin, and nobody talks about my another. So another is. But Yetik Mara says here, another shaloi lishmo. What Tosfos learns is not a bad thing. Because hopefully it'll get you to the right course. Or according to Rashi, if the reason why you're not by Mechiach is you don't want the guy to hate me, according to Rashi, it's not a bad thing either. Interesting. Rav Huna and Chibarav sat before Shmuel. Amal Chibarav, Rav Chibarav said, Chazi Ma, the commentary of Chibarav went and told Rav Shmuel, Rav Huna is bothering me all the time. He pesters me, he screams at me. Kabul Allah, he screamed, the Sulay Mitzaylei. So Shmuel told him off, don't bother him anymore. As soon as Boston and Ophir, as soon as Chibarav walked out, Amal Hachib Hachib Abid. The reason why I was bothering him because he's Avedis. Amalei, so Shmuel said to him, "Amaylo Amalei Ban Pei, what do you tell me now for? You should have told him when he was here." Amalei Chasli, God forbid, the Lichsev Zarei the Rav. How can I embarrass Rav's son Chia? And Al Yodi through me. So this is an example of Anovish Shalei Lishma, because he didn't do it. He didn't want him to get upset or something else. It's Anovish Shalei Lishma. Right. Ad hechetecho. How far?
Who was showing an obvious lishma?
It seems that Rav Huna. He didn't want to tell him in front of him.
But that's because he didn't want to embarrass him in front of
him. Yeah, but that's wrong. Because hechetecho masecha. It says in the Torah, you have to tell him. You don't tell the Rebbe. You got to tell him. Yet in the story of Yechiel ben Nuri, he never told Rabbi Kiva off. He went to Rabbi Gamliel and told Rabbi Gamliel. He says he'll listen to you. He won't listen to me. So he went to Yechiel ben Nuri. Yeah. Rashi's Hainu Anovish Shalei Lishma. He didn't want to say Lefanov. But Lefanov, he's more than happy to share with everybody his embarrassments. So the Gemara says, what's an example of Teicha Lishma and Anovish Shalei Lishma? It seems that this story carries both. So he wanted to help him out, Teicha Lishma, but Anovish, that's like one story with both containing both aspects. Adhecha Teicha, how far should you go? Rav Amar Adhaka, until he's ready to hit you. If he's ready to hit you, stop. Shmuel Amar Adklol, he's ready, he starts cursing you, stop. Rav Yechon Adazifa, if he starts screaming at you, stop. Kitanoi, it's a machlek, it's a name based on your Dovid Melech. Rav Amar Adhaka, until a car, if you show him Adklol, but as a Adazifa, he screams you, but Achma Yitra Shlosh, Mikra Dosh, Yol Dash, Neposik. That Shol wanted to know where Yenis and hit Dovid. Vayichar Av Shol, Yenis, and Shol was very upset with Yenis, and Vayim, like Ben, Neyus, and Mardas, you're the son of the woman there who rebelled, Luchsi, Vayitl, Shol, Zachoril, Vakoyzer. She got so angry at Yenis, and that he took a sword and he wanted to kill him. Shaul wanted to kill him. That's when, you know, Yenis was telling of his father, what do you want from David? And the one says, because he said to him that your mother, he said, I know that you chose David over for your shame and the shame of your mother. In other words, he cursed him out for choosing his friend rather than his father. So again, he cursed. Ulaman Amar Adazifa screaming, "Chsiva Yichel Afshol!" Get angry. Ulaman Adazifa Chsiva Kovet said, "Mention other two things." And Hashem Agav Chavivusa Yisaida to have a Yenis and David Moshe Nafshit Fei. He didn't have to. David just Yenis and loved David so much that he went further. Ad Heichen Lo Yishan Odom Beksanishlo. Talking about etiquette. If you stay in somebody's house, how far should you go? And that you should not change when you go back again. Stay in the same house. Don't go somewhere else. Because if you're staying somewhere else, people are going to start talking. Oh, why do you leave him? Maybe the boss is not a good boss. Maybe it's mean. And that itself is not. Who cares about the boss? Everybody else, that in itself is like an act of lashon hara without even wanting to, because people start talking. That's pshat. Doesn't say that in here. Rav Ravam Adakar, until he hits you. If the Baal boss hits you, then you have to leave. Shmuel Amatz usually okay. Even if he's ready to take your bags and throw out the window, maybe it's time to leave. But Hakar did they call a pligi? Of course, if he's hitting you, nobody argues you should leave. But Avshalas Kela Chayru call a pligi. In other words, till the very end, you should hang around there. Even if he's not nice to you and the food is horrible and the lodging is terrible. Ki pligi bahagodet visu. If he hit machlekes mefarshim, whose wife did he hit? Did he hit the guest's wife? And if he hit, or if he hitting his own wife? Domestic abuse. Marshav akivin the daily mitzayle. One says, since he didn't hit me, hit my wife. Mein afkaliminei. Can't be. It's a bit hard to understand. It's his own wife. What do you mean, mein afkaliminei? So it must be talking about the guy. Bosha mixed into his personal affairs. Like most people, you see, you know, in the world today, if you see a husband beating his wife, very few people mix in. Leave it to them, which is wrong. So therefore, that's what he says. Wait till he throws your bags out. And it says, no, he takes away your peace. You have to stop it. It'll cause a machlekes between you and the balabas. So you better get out. It doesn't say call the police. The kol kach lama. Why should he sit there so long? This is like it reaches the end of his tether. Why not earlier to leave? Because if you change Aksanya, you're pagim the other guy, and you also have a bad name for yourself. You have a bad name for the Baal Boss. Why are you changing places? And you get a bad name for yourself. You're not a good guest. Probably the owner didn't let you back in. So it's no good for anyone. So, no, it's a lose lose situation. So, before you stay in someone's house, do your research, make sure it's a good house. Because once you're there, you're stuck forever. Interesting word, mahak teida, but there's a mashon on the end of the first painting of Baba Kama. It says, when everything says mahak teida, or I say, it doesn't necessarily mean mehak teida. Because, you know, mahak teida, he went back to Avram, went back to the same place that we went to Lechatchila. He went to travel the same way. If it was only a temporary place, let's say he stayed there for one night. It happened to me, he stayed there one night. It started to rain or something, or he got delayed, so he stayed there for one night. The one who says, it's all it means a sort of a permanent kind of a place to stay, not lodging, not if he stayed there one night. The one who says, Masav, anywhere he stayed. Amr Yechana, and it's very interesting now. Change. If your father and your Zayda had a certain trade, how do you know you shouldn't go into a different trade? It says, Shlomo sent to when he wanted to construct the base of Mikdash. He took Chidam Mitzrayim from Tyre. Who was he? Ben Isha Almanahu. He was the son of a widow, Mimata Naphtali, from the tribe of Naphtali, Avi, and his father was Yitzhari Chaydin. His father was a carpenter, made of copper. And the Amma Man, and we should go further, not only his father, but Ime, his mother, Mibbez Dun, came from the tribe of Dun. Exceed, what do you know about Dun? The Ita, together with Betzal, was Ahaliyah ben Achisom, and Mati Dun. So we see that Sai's father, Sai's mother were in this trade of construction business, and he continued their footsteps. Yeah. Until how far do we say that if this happened to me, this must be a punishment they just give me in this world, which is good, so you're spared from being punished in the world to come. So even a small little thing. Even if you wove a begging lubash, turns out to be it doesn't fit you and get very upset. That's a punishment they gave you in this world. You don't have to suffer in the world to come. Anything that caused you pain. You wanted to put hot water into your wine or something. And when Umazgur would say, my mistake, they cold water. Because you don't like it. Is this tasteful? Is that also considered a tzayin? What do you have to go so far as saying that because a lot of work, you wove a beged, and it turned out to be that it's not your size. It's even less than that. Just pouring hot water instead of cold, or cold instead of hot. You put your clothes in upside down. You got to take it off. What a pain! So I, for example, lose my car keys every single day. So we should go straight to Gan Eden because it's a pain in the neck every day. Exactly. You put your hand into your pocket, little shoulder, take out $3. And only $2 came out, which means you got to put your hand again in the pocket. Oh, what a pain. That's where you consider it sorted. See what it says? Davke, shalom, rabbi yodishtaim. Davke, you wanted 3 coins and 2 came in. Avoshtaim, but if you wanted 2 coins, but all of the other shalom, 3 came out, loy. All you have to do is drop it back in your pocket. That is not already a pain. The lekatid lemishdayu, not a big deal. The kol kach lama, why? The tanya, the rabbi shmol, kol sha'ovru olav, arboyim yoyim beloy yisurin, if 40 days go by and nothing happened that bothered you in 40 days, you're gahak to tzoris. That means you're already getting Gan Eden in this world. It cannot be, amazing amount, it cannot be that 40 days should go by, that everything is smooth. And if everything is smooth, you got to worry. Something is not good here. It's not right. The Marava, I'm going to go on the line, Marava, and it's always say, put on yis mizdamen is like, if 40 days go without you shooting, you should know something big, something terrible is going to happen. Chas v'shalom. We'll stop here.